Hello, Liam Payne. Well, how are you, first of all?
I'm very, very well, thank you. It's a beautiful day, and I am loving life so far.
Big day today, of course. Your brand new single's out, Familiar,
yes,
with Jay
Familiar.
Balvin. Tell us all about that.
Well, this is my latest thing, and once again, I've gone off on a little bit of a different musical tangent, and I've gone a little bit Latin, a little bit summery for this one. Obviously, I've bounced around a couple of genres of different music that I've done, from ballads to, you know, some more urban stuff. And this, you know, I'm kind of finding my feet with the whole music thing at the moment. So this was just one that came out of nowhere, really, with a friend of mine, and I just wanted to put it out. And yeah, we had great fun doing it.
How does that work then? When you kind of do your bit and then you go, work your magic, J Balvin.
Yeah, there was a whole song done in English, and then I just gave it him, and then he just edited and cut out bits that he thought he could put something else there, and just went for it. And I loved everything that he did.
So what would you say is the perfect situation to be sat listening to this song then?
Well, I mean, there's a place in America, and you definitely worth a Google. It's called PCH, it's the Pacific Coast Highway. And there's like canyons on the right hand side when you're driving down. On the left hand side, just a beautiful horizon and beach. And as you go further down, the road changes and there's all different vibes. And for me, that's like the perfect place. I've always thought it should be its own genre of music. It's just PCH music, music that you listen to in the car on the way down. You can pick, think about this, like this is the game. You can pick your car, you can pick, you know, what you're listening to on the radio.
Yeah.
And then you can just like have a little cruise down there. And the time of day is important as well, because at nighttime, you might be getting ready to the party and a song means something different. Whereas in the morning, it's like, oh, I'm getting ready for the day. Here we go, sort of thing. So that's what I've always thought.
Wow.
I love that.
I was there.
I was. You were painting a picture for us there.
There you go, guys.
Well, I was clearly...
That was for free.
I was clearly
thank you.
In an open top car there.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of car would be the best car?
Kind of car. I mean, you know those like weird like Wrangler cars that have got like no doors?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Cool. That's a cool vibe.
So then
everyone gets
feel.
A bit of flavour. Everyone can hear it.
Yeah. And,
yes.
And gets grit in their face as you're going along. Bugs. All that. Oh, lovely.
Oh, I love
exactly.
it.
Right. Well, look, we've got the song ready to play. So could you please, Liam Payne, introduce the song?
Everybody in Kent, get your summer vibes on. This is my brand new single. It's Liam Payne here with J Balvin, and this is called Familiar.
And the Spanish vibes on this song, can you speak any Spanish yourself? Can you teach us some phrases?
I can teach you, you say hola, which means obviously hello.
Oh, that's good.
You can say qué tal, which means how are you?
Ooh.
And then someone might say, you know, bien. You might say, and they'll say y tú, and you say bien as well. And then you've just had a little, like, how are you? Like a typical British conversation. And then you could probably say something about the weather, which we always like to do. Oh, it's a bit cold today. Weather's a bit close.
It's a bit close.
What does that mean? Oh, it's a bit close today, isn't it?
What
is that about? Everyone says it. Oh, the weather's it's a bit close. No, it's
close.
Not. The clouds are miles away, love. They're up there.
They're all the way in the sky.
What are you talking?
Laura actually has something in common with you.
Mm-hmm. My mum was actually born at Wolverhampton General Hospital, and that's where my whole Bickley family are from. So we've got the Wolverhampton vibes going on.
That's amazing. We were born in the same hospitals.
Yes, we were.
Was it New Cross?
It was New Cross, yeah.
Yeah.
In Wolverhampton.
That's where I was made, baby. That's where I popped out.
That is my claim to fame.
Little baby me jamming about.
Little baby Liam. Oh, I love it. That is totally my claim to fame. That's so cool.
You know what? Really, not really like when I have my son, what affected me the most. When someone said something was, finally had him at home and my mum was holding him and he'd grown into his face a little bit more, bless him, because they look a bit squashed when they were born.
a little bit squished.
He's
grown into his little face and whatever else. I was sat and my mum was holding him and she was like, oh, it takes me back, this is just like holding you. And I was like, oh my God, can you imagine that experience again of seeing, because he looked a lot like me. So it's like, can you imagine that experience of that holding, like she must have been in a weird emotion.
Yeah, for her, it would be like, hang on, this is my baby who's had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, there's too many emotions going on. So what is it like being a dad? What's your favourite thing about being a dad?
I just think it's fantastic. I just love walking in a room and like the thing is when I get home, he does this little thing where he'll just point and smile at me and it's like, oh, here's this guy again. He's going to do something in front of me. What are we going to do today, Dad? You know, and sitting and watching SpongeBob SquarePants with him or whatever it is, you know, I mean, it's all just quite amazing. And for me, it's changed the way that success is kind of means to me a little bit because, you know, obviously I get a lot of stick for going away and working, which I've never really understood. From like in the news a lot, I know I'm in a lot of the gossip columns and different things these days for going away all the time, but unfortunately that's part of my day job and it's what I do. And your life doesn't stop when you have a baby, unfortunately, although I'd love to spend every second with him. But then what am I really teaching him that you can just sit on your laurels after a bit of success and not go to work? So my thing is I have to work as hard as possible and get the most success for him that I can so that he can understand, you know, you have to work hard for the things you want. If you have a dream, you got to go and take it. You can't just sit around at home and bum about in your jogging bottoms watching, I don't know, BBC or whatever. Like, you have to go out and do your thing. So that's, for me, it's like, I never really understand where the that angle that they're coming from, being like, oh, Liam goes away again. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do, because I work hard. That's what I do. Someone said to me today as we were walking towards this, they're like, oh, yeah, lovely day today, lovely sunshine. I was like, yeah, it's a great day to go and sit inside. Do you know what I mean? Because that's more or less what we do all the time. So, yeah, but it's, I can see a lovely view out the window, and it's very, very sunny and lovely outside. It's not making me envious or jealous in any form.
Of course not. Well, we'll get a fab or something. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I'll be summering up. Can I have like a little Lila or a floaty
or
something?
We'll get you a Lila. We'll get you some sunglasses. Yeah, pair of Speedos.
Are you going to tie the noodle round you in some way, or are you going to ride the noodle?
I'm going to ride the noodle.
Yeah, I thought you'd definitely be a ride the noodle kind of guy.
You're definitely a ride the noodle kind of guy.
Okay, we're going to play a game in a second. Hang on there, everyone. With Liam Payne, we're going to play our celebrity version of Say It. It's coming up in our game Say It. We do like the celebrities to play, and previously we have had...
Well, we've had your bandmate, Louis Tomlinson. He played and got 13.
Oh, that's really good.
Ed Sheeran got 12. Minute. Ollie Mers has played, he got 9, but top of the leaderboard right now, we've got Anton Dubek from Strictly, who got 16. So that's what you're aiming for. Yeah. But
he
I think if you can beat Louis, you'll be all right. So try and get at least 13, see if you can beat Louis.
I'll be honest with you, my confidence level for this is very low.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine.
You're making me believe myself.
No, absolutely. Laura's a very good describer. You're going to be an excellent guesser, and we're going to give you 1 minute to guess as many as you can. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Say it. Okay, it's the white stuff you write things on with a pen.
Tipex?
No, the thing that
paper.
You actually... Yes, yes. It's Mickey and Minnie are made by who? And all the
Disney.
Films. Yes.
Walt Disney.
It's what you would eat. It can be mashed or it can be made into chips.
Potato.
Yes. It's a game you play with black and white pieces on a checkered board.
Chess.
Yes. They're a girl band, Perry and Jade.
Little Mix.
Yes. It's a little small dog, a Mexican dog.
Chihuahua.
Yes. It's a creature that lives in the sea, a bit like a crab.
Lobster.
Yes. It's a bird that goes... Wah! It's black. It's like a big bird.
Crow.
Yes, it's a really slow insect with a shell on its back. It's a bit like a slug, but the other
snail.
One. Yes, it's a program where they go to Mallorca and they all have to try and get a new date and they wear bikinis all the time. And
Love Island.
Yes, it was, yeah. It's a fitness thing where you have to be all bendy, a bit like Pilates, but the other one.
Yoga.
Yes, it's what you eat in the cinema, sweet or salted.
Popcorn.
Yes, it's a TV program with Carol Vorderman on it and you have to get like letters and scramble them up to make a word. They do an 8 out of 10 cats version. Yes, yes.
Yes, my man.
Oh, Countdown was what we finished on there.
Okay, all right. So the total is...
13, your level
with
Louis
Tomlinson.
Oh, wow.
Good luck with the song. It's out today, everybody. It's Familiar, and he is Liam Payne. Liam,
thank you
so much. Have a great
Enjoy.
Day. Bye-bye.
Familiar.